how are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I hope you're feeling good.
Are you at home in bed?
No, I'm home, but I'm not in bed.
What y'all doing in the Senate today?
Well, we discussed the first opened up with the foreign aid bill, and Morris has spent 3 hours castigating it. Nobody paid any attention. There wasn't anybody there to listen to him except me and one or two others. Then we took up interest equalization, and that's pending business now. I think we'll pass that. We should pass that by 3 or 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Then we come back to the debate on foreign aid again. I think Morris has entered into sort of a tacit agreement that he'll let us vote on foreign aid by Thursday of this week, Thursday or Friday. He had said that, sort of indicated that. In the meantime, we'll pass other bills as they are ready to be passed. And we, the leadership at your request, invited other senators in, and we had a report from Rusk and McNamara and General Wheeler. I didn't think Wheeler was particularly good, but anyway, he was there. McNamara did fair. Rusk did damn good, I thought, and Morris was nice. I didn't ask too many of his easily obnoxious questions. Most everybody was very well pleased and satisfied with, you know, the answer to the shooting at of the destroyer by the south of the North Vietnamese, the PT boats.
You like my orders to them?
Yeah, they wondered why. They said, well, hadn't those orders already been given? That was the only question, and Wheeler made it clear, this is one thing he did answer pretty well, was that this was just to emphasize to everyone that these were the orders and that they would be followed. But he said they had the orders previously to defend themselves.
But you can't give them orders to chase hell out and destroy a boat that they don't know they've even seen until they see it.
That's right, exactly. But overall, I thought it was a good meeting. And there weren't the Republicans listened and didn't have too much to say. Dirksen was there. And I thought the meeting went off very well.
All right. Now, what about my Florida delegation? You got many votes yet?
No, I went. I had a personal, intimate visit with Rogers. And my guess is that he's not going to vote with us, although he wants a lot of things. But in any event, I put it right to him on the basis that I thought it ought to be put, but I just still got the feeling that he's not going to do it. Now, I talked with Sykes. I believe will vote with us. Matthews is going to vote with us. We're going to get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 votes.
What about Bennett?
Bennett, I couldn't get anywhere with Bennett, and I don't think that, I'm afraid to talk to Bennett. I'm afraid for you to talk to Bennett, because he's the kind of fellow who will report right back to the press, you know, that there's been pressure, and I'm a very noble fellow, and I'm going to withstand it and do this because I think it's right. He's a very bad fellow about that. Now, he says that he has not yet made up his mind. Although he's inclined as of this moment to vote against it, but he's not hard and fast. So I'm going to visit with him again in the morning. But he scares me, and I don't think we're going to get him, quite frankly. I think the most we can count on is 5, which isn't too many, but that's the best I think we're going to do.
All right, I thought that if we helped Bennett on his canal, he'd help us.
Well, I thought so too, but he's a funny fella. He does have very serious Republican opposition. It's the first time he's really ever had any opposition. And the fellow who's running against him is a top quality fella. Frankly, the best Republican that has been put up anywhere in our state in a long time. And he's running against Bennett, and Bennett is scared to death. And he doesn't have much moxie anyway. And he's sort of the Paul Douglas, Joe Clark type that would just like to have somebody put a little pressure on him so he could denounce it. So I'm just a little afraid that I don't think anybody from your establishment should talk with him at all. And let me see what I can do with him again.
You tell him that, Jack, that you're going to be wanting us to put in a nice slug of money for this.
That's right. Well, I'll...
From the country, just tell him that I've told him that,
and I've told him why. And
you tell him I started it this year? Was that in his district where we spoke?
No, that was in Matthews' district. That was Billy Matthews. Billy Matthews, all right. So we got Billy. He's our fourth vote, and Sykes is our fifth. But I'm worried about Bennett. I don't think we'll get him, and I don't think we ought to even count on him. If we get him, it's just by accident. He does do unpredictable things, and he's done it before. He helped Kennedy on a bill. I forget what it was, but just out of an appeal, and he called up and said, remember I did this, and so on. Are you on?
No. Well.
But anyway, I'm getting back to him in the morning.
I'll see you at breakfast.
All right.
Thank you, George.